SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. George Williams reporting on President Trump's latest job approval numbers.
Friday's Real Clear Politics average of 13 high-profile polls has President Trump's job approval at 46.4%. Drilling down, his mark is almost a full percentage point higher than his two-term predecessors, Presidents Obama and Bush, on a same-day comparison. Also, within Mr. Trump's numbers are three polls which indicate a significant approval above 50%, according to Rasmussen, Insider Advantage, and RMG Research. Three other polls have Mr. Trump near the break-even point within a 5% margin of error. George Williams reporting.
Vice President J.D. Vance in Southern California Friday saying there's mixed news regarding the protest in that city.
The good news is the rioting has gotten a lot better. But the bad news is, as I heard from everybody, unfortunately, the soldiers and Marines are still a very much a necessary part of what's going on here because they're worried that it's going to flare back up.
B-2 bombers have been deployed to Guam. They're on their way as we speak. That in a major show of force by President Trump. Massive aircraft from Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri. In the meantime, the president has returned to the White House this afternoon and is set to meet with his top advisors in the next hour or two. Israel's military has struck an Iranian nuclear research facility and killed three more senior Iranian commanders in targeted attacks. Israel says it is also preparing for the possibility of a lengthy war. A British-flagged luxury superyacht that sank off of Sicily last year has now been lifted out of the waters. Recovery teams complete that operation. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Pennsylvania.
The U.S. District Judge has ruled that the public schools must allow private religious schools to participate in extracurricular activities, including sports. Special Counsel Thomas Breath of the Thomas More Society says, quote, Pennsylvania school districts cannot discriminate against students and exclude them from activities simply because they choose to attend a religious-based school. Religious discrimination has no place in our society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Seven families filing suit challenging Arkansas's requirement public school classrooms display the Ten Commandments. Legislation signed in April by Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and it mirrors a similar statute enacted in Louisiana and another in Texas. That lawsuit argues that the requirement to post the commandments violates those families' First Amendment rights. This is SRN News. British lawmakers backing a bill to allow terminally ill adults in England and Wales to choose to end their lives, an historic vote in Parliament that takes it a step closer to becoming law. BBC correspondent Rob Watson.
In Britain, the proposed law would be on the more restrictive side of the international spectrum, allowing only those with a terminal diagnosis of 6 months or less to choose having help to die. Despite that narrow definition and tough safeguards, those MPs who'd voted against this major change in social policy argued the new law might still result in some people feeling pressure to end their lives for fear of being a burden.
Aflac has identified suspicious activity on its network in the U.S. that may impact Social Security numbers and other personal information, calling the incident part of the cybercrime campaign. More details at srnnews.com.